Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Trendafonia Pizza Kitchen. Ooh, okay. That is courtesy of Paul Garaventa. Paul.
PG.
Sorry to, yeah, PG. The big P, right. PG playoff P.
PG tips.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, for that short show title. I'm Jack. That's Miles.
Yeah.
Here's some things that are trending this fine day, May 10th. Mm-hmm. Ethnic cleansing is trending because of what's going on in
Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem is like a holy site. And, you know, Israeli police, you know, along clearly there to help the settlers there in Jerusalem, just started beating people, chasing them out of their place of worship as they tried to worship. And this is just kind of going along with a long string of activities that's been happening in Jerusalem, especially as it relates to a lot of these settlers of basically evicting Palestinians from their homes. So these Israeli settlers can just move right on in. And the violence that's taking place, you know, like, you know, whatever we want to call rubber coated bullets, whether you want to call them safer, less lethal or whatever, just they're shooting rubber bullets at people that can seriously injure you. There's plenty, like a lot of people in critical care at the hospital. And you know, this goes alongside calls for, you know, Joe Biden to maybe reevaluate the relationship that the United States has with Israel, and especially as it relates to not saying anything ever when Palestinian people are being driven out of their homes and we're just looking at an apartheid state, just clear as day. Yet, you know, because of its strategic value to the military and the arms that are purchased, I don't know if that's going to happen. But yeah, many other nations were asking the U.S. to sign onto a letter basically condemning what's happening. But it's awful, especially the videos of it. Just
the way this is being covered by any right wing media,
the New York Times.
I'm looking at Drudge and Fox News. What is the New York Times saying? It's all about attacks. Yeah,
yeah. It's using a lot of language that sort of obscures the fact that what is happening is essentially ethnic cleansing. They're right. the way people are being taken from their homes with no recourse at all. Just watching how Palestinians were treated throughout this pandemic. This keeps going and keeps going, keeps going.
Mm-hmm.
And it just really, really fucked up when you see these news outlets completely use the wrong kinds of, calling it clashes and things right. like that. No, it's not a clash when you're pulling up and you're waving guns in people's faces and telling them to get the fuck out and, attacking them.
But I'm not even seeing.
If people are defending their lives, that's one thing, but that's not a clash.
I'm not even seeing the coverage of the Israeli raids. I'm seeing just Hamas fires over 150 rockets into Israel. IDF releases footage of retaliatory strike. Retaliatory for what? What are they retaliating?
Yeah, I think it's, again, to completely excuse the United States' role in allowing this to happen and, in fact, assisting them. And, a news media that is just wholly unprepared and unwilling to actually confront the ills, societal ills that we have in the world and to talk about it. I mean, even in Colombia, there was the amount of state violence happening in Colombia the last couple of weeks has also been horrific. And it's hard to see when, what breaks through sort of on news media. I know we haven't talked about it on the show, but like I was watching just how just untethered these soldiers were in Colombia just to shoot on their own people because of the tax hikes that were happening in the country and just the lack of proper response to COVID. I mean, like the world in multiple places is looking at problems that are I think, on some level, it's like they want to make sure people don't realize that there's so much tension on this earth where like regular people are being just trampled on and are trying to fight back and they don't, they have to obscure that in support of, state governments. So,
yeah. Tim Tebow's trending because basically anytime there's a press release with his name in it, he'll start trending. Mm-hmm. America loves them some Tim Tebow. He got signed as a tight end for the Jaguars, who are in Jacksonville, which is like his hometown. So I think that's why it's a big deal. And Urban Meyer, who used to coach him in Florida, is the coach there. So a reunion. We're all kind of on the edge of our seat waiting to see if they kiss. Sorry, what were you going to say?
Oh, Urban and Tim?
Yeah.
Like they used to back in Florida?
Yeah, I would love to see them kiss.
Well, Nike paid a lot of money to vanish those pictures. But I will say that was this him coming back from baseball, right? Because he fucked off after trying to be a quarterback. Because that's what didn't he win a Heisman? Wasn't he a Heisman winner?
Yeah.
Quarterback?
Yeah.
So, and everyone's like, oh, here he comes, the man who prays.
Right.
We love Tim Tebow. But then he did, and now he's a tight end. Okay. Well,
Yeah, because he couldn't really throw a football in the NFL. But,
be some sick ass trick plays, dude.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, bro?
Yeah. You know, man.
People love, anyways. And do you think people love Tim Tebow because he's just like that? He's like the Chick-fil-A of like football players.
Yeah, I think he overlaps nicely with the portion. Like, I feel like football audiences love to think of Christianity as like persecuted in America, as opposed to the hegemonic status quo, and so. Anytime somebody is like being very out front with their Christianity and it makes people uncomfortable, they like that, I think.
Yeah.
And Andy's very handsome. He's a handsome man.
I don't. Jeez. Now, whenever you say I'm handsome, I'm going to remember that, Jack.
I mean, look at those baby blues. Might as well be an insult. Venom/Carnage are both trending. Carnage is the sequel to the Venom movie that was extremely successful despite me not seeing it a couple years back. A lot of people were wondering how that was possible.
How?
But I mean, it's got Tom Hardy, who I think is like if he wanted to be, he could be like the modern equivalent of a bankable superstar who can just like open any movie he's in. He's just like more interested in.
Oh, really?
I feel like people like to watch him and shit.
Yeah, I guess he always seems like he's I want to see him in that breakout comedy role. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely don't really think he's that.
I want to see, what's his Ace Ventura? You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Or his Analyze This.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, his Tropic Thunder. You know, when did you see him shine?
This trailer is the most I've wanted to see the original Venom. Maybe 100%. I'm just movie starved, or yes. I don't know what it is, but this trailer looks dope, and yeah, it made me be like, all right, I guess I'll catch up on that.
Yeah, I was definitely like, okay, so I need to watch the first one.
Right.
I really like the, it's just like the humor of it. It seemed fun, and yeah. I mean, I think it's weird how I have like this childlike perception though, because like in my mind, I'm like, Venom and Carnage, man, like, I wasn't really feeling them when I was reading Spider-Man comics. So right. Like, I don't want to support them. Like, you know, weird. That's like in my subconscious, I realize I'm like, oh, villain, adjacent. Right. So I'm like, oh no, I'm good guys. Even though I don't even watch these fucking movies.
Yeah. But it seems like it's almost a movie where like, so the only thing that I had really associated Venom with was just the like sort of black color like taking over Spider-Man's mask, and then like the trailer for the Tom Hardy one was just like that black plasticky shit like kind of coating his face, but they didn't really get into like all the different way like he has, you know, like retractable limbs and like dozens of them. Well, and look, it's like
they're alien parasites that land on his body, and right, he has a symbiotic relationship, obviously.
Yeah So like they I feel like I read about that after Venom was out, that like that was the premise, and that was more interesting. And then they actually hit that premise in this trailer. It's like he's using all the different, you know, alien parasite appendages to do shit for him.
Make a wacky breakfast, you know, have some banter with the local bodega owner. I mean, he's a real New Yorker or wherever. Whatever town there.
Anyways, it's a good trailer. This next one is wild. So came out over the weekend that the Kentucky Derby winner had failed its drug test after the Derby, which, you know, it kind of came out of nowhere. Everybody who watched the race was like, yeah, I can't believe this horse is like holding off the other horses. Like, what an amazing story. Just like got out in front and just stayed out in front, and like nobody saw it coming. But that's the sort of thing that happens. The other strange thing is that it was like much smaller than the other horses, which usually you don't see.
Huh, this tiny horse is beating the brakes off these other massive,
massive, equine, like beautiful
fucking examples of God's love. So,
just God's greatest works of art.
Oh, look at the thighs on that mare.
Oh, Jesus. But so, Now there's like a echo story from that, because they're still trying to decide, like, do they strip them of the win, which it seems like they should. They already banned the trainer, who is the only trainer that I know, Bobby Baffert. Like, he's the only like name brand Kentucky Derby trainer. And he's been banned from the race going forward because it was his horse that was all hopped up. And Baffert had some hot takes. He was like,
hearing this man who was caught running a fucking juiced up horse, and his explanation for it. First of all, what the fuck is Ashley Schaefer, the character that Will Ferrell plays on Eastbound and Down?
Yes.
This is, I almost feel like they modeled Will Ferrell's Ashley Schaefer character from Eastbound and Down. Some say it's Ric Flair. But after looking at this man with the white hair and like transition gradient glasses, I'm like, he looks like a fucking guy who cheats on horse racing, first off.
For sure.
So this is him going to the calm waters of Fox just to tell his story about what's going on.
Well, I haven't heard anything officially. They haven't told me anything. I know when Churchill Downs came out with that statement, that was pretty harsh. And I think they had to just, you know, it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America's different. Huh. And it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it. I haven't been told anything. We're prepared to run. I can't see.
But under the rules, does your team get to review the results, Or is
okay, thanks Fox for pressing him on that cancel culture point, but the man was caught cheating at horse racing. The horse failed the piss test.
It's, I don't know, it was like a Me Too cancel culture shit. I don't know, man. It's they're all over my ass, bro.
But again, it shows you the mindset of like when you deploy those just phrases or whatever, it's just like, I don't know, you know, they're trying to hold me accountable, cancel culture or something, you know, it's like some weird.
Yeah.
Like before, they used to let me just cheat.
Just carte blanche, old white guy defense, or just white guy defense in general. Cancel culture. Yeah, must be cancel culture.
Canceled. No, bro,
you got caught cheating, man. What are you in the biggest race in the world? And like everybody interviewed you like you were a winner, and your horse was like mostly drugs when they tested it after the thing. It like had more drugs.
I mean, I don't know, Jack. I mean, we live in a different America now. You know, this America is different.
What are you talking about? I mean, that does make you look back and be like, okay, so I mean, this dude now has the record for most wins at the Derby, and so you have to look and be like, wait, so when he's saying we live in a different America, is he saying that like he used to be able to cheat? Yeah.
Right. What was the turning point, and what is different then versus it is now? Can you please flesh that out, Mr. Baffert?
Baffert. Hell
baffled.
Yeah.
Baffert. Baffled.
Am I right?
Yeah.
And then finally, the IOC chief had to postpone his visit to Japan amid a COVID spike. And the thing that blew my mind about this article is they said this is a real bad look for them, as the Olympics are supposed to only be 10 weeks away. The Olympics are 10 weeks away?
Come on.
What? I mean,
it's not getting better. Like the case rates are going up. And you want people to, man, that's a show. Like, again, we're going to have to watch the absurdity of the, you know, International Olympics Committee, and what that means in terms of safety in a pandemic, because they've pledged so much money already. Like, it's just fucking absurd. So yeah,
roughly 2% of Japan has been vaccinated. And The Hill just published an article saying, as with roughly 2% of Japan vaccinated, pressure to cancel Olympics intensifies. Huh.
Please cancel the Olympics.
I know, for God's sake.
Like, also, it's stupid to not have... It's also really fucked up when you're like, it's supposed to be like a global coming together to be like, oh, wow, like these people converge on a city in celebration of sport. Really, it's for, you know, Citibank and Coca-Cola and them. But that whole idea, like, to just take that on and be like, it's the NBA bubble, kind of. It's the ratings are gonna suck. It's just not the same product, because that's what it is at this point. It's a product.
Sorry, mate, as they say in Japan. I don't know.
Yep, absolutely. As my mother always said from Niigata, she'd say, "Sorry, mate." Like, are you Canadian? Huh? Whatever, mom. Don't worry about it. Let's not take that 23andMe.
All right, guys, that is going to do it for this Monday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Get a vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.